Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Again, I want to say season's greetings to everyone, and I pray that you are all having a wonderful time with your families. I want to thank all of you who have tuned in today for our show. I know it's the holidays, and so many of you are either cooking or just enjoying yourselves and having fun with your family. So again, thank you so much for being a listener on the show today. We have some wonderful information to share with you today. We will be sharing with you our teleclass that is coming up on January the 9th. It's Time for My Success. So you're going to learn a little bit about that later on. And also our topic for today is 5 wisdom principles every businesswoman should know. Of course, I'm so happy this holiday season, and I'm having a lot of fun. And it's all because I'm preparing my business for success in 2013. I pray that all of you are doing the same thing and that you are excited about all of the wonderful possibilities for your business. However, if you have not started preparing for your business strategy for 2013, don't fret. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't get upset. Don't get angry. Don't do any of those things because, see, that's not going to help. What you have to do is make a commitment to yourself today, right now, that even though it is only, you know, maybe 1 week left before the year ends, it's okay because you are still going to take a look at your business, evaluate it, and start looking immediately into what you need to do for 2013 to help your business to become more successful. So right now I want to just give you 3 very important things that you need to be doing this year, hands down. Can't wait to next year, but you need to do it. So get out your pens and your notepads and get ready to receive this valuable information. In the meantime, this is a wonderful time to flash over on another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. And, of course, for those of you who are listening online, please go ahead and go to your social networks and broadcast and let everyone know that you are listening to Successful Woman Radio. If you'd like to share the link so they can listen directly from their desktop, it is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And if you have been dialing into the show and didn't know that you can also listen to the show from the comfort of your laptop, your iPad, or even your iPhone or your Android phone, well, you can. Again, you can simply go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, and you can listen live to our broadcast. We have so many online listeners, and again, I am so appreciative to everyone this year in 2012 who have either listened to a show or you've joined us on the teleclass at Women About Biz. I am so appreciative, and I'm very, very thankful that you have chosen Women About Biz and Successful Woman Radio as a primary source to get good, solid business information and successful tips and resources for yourself and your business. Today's show is going to be a nice 30-minute segment, And, of course, we're going to be covering five wisdom principles every businesswoman should know. You know, I promised everyone who listens to the show that we are on, including the holidays, every single Monday at 12 noon. And so if you are planning your calendar for 2013, make sure that you mark it in every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time for the Successful Woman Radio Show. And please give us your blessing by sharing the show again with other businesswomen, with other family and friends who need inspiration in their lives, who need to be in an environment of positivity, because certainly they can get it here. And again, it's not too late to flash over on another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, associate, or family member. Have them to dial into once more, 347-637-2589. Well, what I want to do right now is share with you three things that you definitely need to do before the year ends in regards to your business strategy. First of all, let me just say this. As a businesswoman, a CEO of your company, one of the most important things that you have to do is get used to planning and get used to strategizing. And all strategizing is making a decision of what methods and techniques you're going to use to grow your company financially and to grow yourself as a business owner and to attract more individuals to your company so that they can make inquiries from a marketing standpoint. So that is so very, very important. So there are three things that you must do this year. I just don't even feel that you can wait until 2013, okay? At this late date, number one, you should be reviewing what you need to have done for January 2013. In other words, what are your immediate business goals for January 2013? Because, see, once the new year hits, that first week is kind of a slow week in that everybody is gearing up and trying to get everything on track to roll out, okay? So you need to take the time this year to figure out how you are going to take immediate and swift action for January in 2013. Do you need to make some changes on your calendar? Do you need any updating of your marketing material? Do you need to update your business card? Do you have an old phone number on your business card? Have you actually created the brochure for your business, if you're a service business, especially for 2013? So these things you really do need to think about. I do know that the office stores, such as Staples and Office Depot, have some really good specials going on right now with their business cards and also with their color printing. So if for budget's sake you need to do a short run instead of a long run of printing, you definitely want to check out Staples, Office Depot, Office Max, or your local UPS store in your area and see what specials they are running on color printing. Again, the most important thing you have to remember is that you have to start out marketing and treating your business how you want it to grow. And so, of course, if you come into January 2013 and you have absolutely no idea of how that is going to happen for yourself, then you are doing your business a disservice and you are hindering your business success. And that's not what you want to do as a businesswoman who is seeking more success for the new year. The second thing that I think is going to be extremely important for you to do is you still need to look and evaluate what was not working right in 2013 for your business. In other words, were there some marketing techniques that you were trying on a consistent level but it didn't pan out? If so, do you need to remove that marketing method out of the basket of what you're doing to market your business, okay? And then that leads right into the third thing that you've got to do this month, and that is you've got to look at how you are marketing your business. Reason being is that marketing is the cornerstone of a successful business. You have to understand and know all of the marketing techniques and principles that you're going to use to attract other people to your company. Again, marketing is the system or process, okay, of attracting individuals for the purpose of them inquiring or asking questions or requesting your business products or services. And so that is the cornerstone and one of the most primary parts of you growing your company. So you really are going to have to think about your marketing and what you're going to have to do for 2013. Now, with that said, I don't want anyone to feel like they have to rush and rush in such a way that everything has to be prepared by 2013 if you have not been preparing all along. It's going to take you some time. Now, I do want to let you know that because you are just getting started, if you are, it's going to take you about 30 to 45 days to really bring some things on track. So here's a shortcut to kind of help you out. Don't plan for the whole year. I would prefer that you would, but at this short date in the 2012 year, and you've got to really get going, I want you to set a six-month goal, okay? I want you to set a six-month goal of where you would like to see your business in the next 6 months, okay? Now, once you set that six-month goal, now what I want you to start thinking about is what are the to-do items that need to get done in order for you to have that goal accomplished, okay? Maybe it's more than one goal. Maybe it's two or three goals, but you need to set perhaps a six-month goal. Here's why. No less than a six-month, though, but here's why. Because first you establish the goal, and then you establish all of the to-do items, and then you set your deadlines to all of those things so they can be plotted or put in a time slot on your calendar. These become the things that you instruct yourself to take care of on a daily basis. But out 6 months, it will allow you to properly plan. So once you create your six-month goals, then you, what you're going to do is, again, create the to-do items that are going to support those six-month goals. Then you're going to break everything down into quarters. So you have two quarters you need to break down for and decide, based on the end result of what you want to see happening in your company within the next 6 months, then you need to break those goals down into quarters, prioritize which one needs to go first, okay? And then out of those two quarters, you break each of the quarters down into months and each of the months down into weeks of what goals need to be tackled, what to-do items need to be handled, which is very, very important. So, ladies, these things cannot be overlooked for 2012. You know, I know that there are a lot of business women, a lot of women in general, who really, really want to be successful. And what I mean by successful is that they want to establish goals that will help them to be successful financially, have the kind of money they need to have in their checking accounts. Women want to also be successful from a personal standpoint of feeling accomplished and knowing that you have done something to contribute goodness on this earth. And women also want to spread their knowledge out to other people and bless other people's lives as well. These are natural things as humans that we should want to do. However, I do want to say this. You have to make a commitment. You have to make a commitment. You have to get serious. And you even have to eliminate a lot of activities that you might be involved with so that the primary things in your life, the things that count the most, so that they can take first class seating, okay? And that is what's so very, very important. So without further ado, what I'd like to do is I'd like to share with you five wisdom principles that every businesswoman should be practicing. I believe that every businesswoman should be practicing. The first wisdom principle is becoming believable within your own self, okay? Become believable within your own myself. And what do I mean by that? Well, quite frankly, my friends, there are a lot of women out there who don't believe in themselves. And as a result, that causes procrastination. It causes us to stumble. And it causes us to do things halfway. So I want to definitely encourage you to please make sure that you develop belief in yourself. So right now, I want you to just on your paper list three things that will help you to believe in yourself. Three things. That is so important, to believe in yourself. And how do you believe in yourself? Well, I found one simple thing that will help you to believe in yourself more than any other thing, and that is to take swift action. Taking action is so very, very important because it's verification that we do believe in ourselves, which in turn reciprocates and confirms our belief. So if you have been, for example, procrastinating this year, or if there have been some things going on in your business, such as you have not been properly planning, you haven't been marketing on a daily basis, if those are things that you have not been doing, I want to encourage you to work on those things by taking action. Now, a lot of the times when people hear that they may not believe in themselves or have the level of belief that's necessary, and that's really what it is, the level of belief that's necessary. A lot of people put up a brick wall to that, and they have a tendency to shut down and say, I'm not going to let you tell me that I don't believe in myself. So I want to clarify some things for you about belief, okay? First of all, belief is the process of knowing, okay, of knowing with certainty that something is true or something is a fact or that you have chosen, okay, that you have chosen to accept it as the truth. So belief is really about choice. But what you must understand is that there are all different levels of belief, all types of belief. And sometimes we as women don't have the level of belief or the type of belief that we need to be successful. And so that is why we must become believable to ourselves, because we must develop the right type of belief. And what type of belief is that? Well, it's the type of belief that's positive and that's always going to cause you to have certainty that you can be successful, that's going to cause you to take action. That's the kind of belief you need to have, okay? When we believe in ourselves, wow, we are a force to be reckoned with as females. And, of course, that is why I am so adamant about talking about this subject of belief. The second thing that, you know, I think is so vital, I think it's such a vital principle, is that you do need to take action, okay? These are the cornerstones. Belief and action are the cornerstones of anything that you have to get done for yourself. So you've got to take immediate and swift action for yourself. So I want you to remember that, okay? So take action. And you know, of course, there are a lot of people who say action is harder to do than I thought. And that is because women have a tendency to break things down and process things too much. We have a tendency to hang on to perfection and want something to be just right before we start taking action on it. And ladies, that is something that we have to get over and get over quickly, okay? The process of taking action means that you're just going to, in a moment's notice, start functioning within whatever it is that you need to do. So if you say that you need to write a business plan, you automatically start taking action by maybe
writing an outline of what needs to be in your plan or jotting down some to-do items of who you need to talk with to get assistance, to get help with writing a plan. And so it's so important for you to understand that taking action is not about preparing and then taking action. Sometimes we have to move right into the action, okay? The third principle that I think is so vital to us that business women have to apply and have to adopt in their lives is that every single day you must take at least 15 minutes out of your life to joy pamper, okay? Now, we have been talking about joy pampering on the show all during 2012, and I've had a lot of emails and individuals talking about how what a difference it makes in their lives. But joy pampering is something that can really set your day. Look, if you wake up in the wrong mood or if you start your day off in a way that is opened up to receive negativity and all kinds of things can occur and you don't have that force field to let those things bounce off of, then, you know, it can greatly impact your thoughts. It can greatly impact what you're trying to accomplish, and one day can knock you off for weeks, months, or even a whole year. And so you have to gird yourself. You have to protect yourself, and you are the one that has to set the pace for your day. And so in order to do that, I simply call it joy pampering. You have to bring joy into your life every single day. Why? Because it's your ability, your responsibility, and you have the ability to do it, okay? You have the ability to receive joy or to reject it, and you have the ability to bring joy into your life through self-joy. And so if you don't do that, then you don't have anybody to blame but yourself when things aren't going right or when you have allowed the environment to impact you. Here are the benefits of joy pampering. The benefits are that you are able to set your day and to literally say to yourself that no matter what happens today, I have brought joy into my life, and because of that, whatever occurs, I am not going to allow it to, you know, to cause me to filter out the joy or to dump it and then just feel bad. No, I'm going to, if something happens that's negative, I'm going to just bounce it right off of myself, brush off my shoulders, and keep moving forward. And I do know that receiving joy in your life and choosing to smile, choosing to do something that makes you feel warm in the mornings or at the beginning of your day, guess what? It will set the foundation for your entire day. Moving on to number four in Wisdom Principles for Women. The next wisdom principle is very, very special to me, and it has really changed my life once I understood the value of it. So number four is respect time, okay, and it will respect you. Respect time, and it will respect you. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, ladies, every single day we are given thousands of seconds deposited into our lives. Every year, literally millions of seconds are deposited into our lives, but we don't look at it as a tangible product or something that we can hold in our hand or of value many times. But let me just tell you this. Out of all of the things on this earth that is the most valuable, I would say that time ranks number one above money, okay? Because without having the right time, you can't put things into action. You can't set your goals. For some people, you won't live past another month or another week. For some people, you know, they are too late because they did not take action when the time was right. And so time, ladies, is the most valuable thing you can have in your entire life. And here's the thing that I think is so beautiful about time. It's free. How about that?
okay? The most valuable asset we have in the world today, time, it's free. It's right up there with air and water, okay? And a lot of the times we take it for granted. But I'm here to tell you that if you respect time, it will respect you. You can't manage time, really, and you cannot control time. You see, it's going to keep on moving by regardless of whether or not you make good use of it. So the only thing that you can manage is you can manage yourself, okay? And so keep that in mind and put that principle to use for yourself by getting a good time management planner, by making a commitment to develop a good time management system for yourself that you will follow, and then start thinking on how can you better manage your time to be more successful in life and to have a more joyous life, okay? Very, very important. At this time, I am going to, before I move on to number five, I am going to go ahead and just make an announcement of a very special teleclass that is coming up on Wednesday, January 9th, okay? Wednesday, January 9th. And so I want you to mark your calendars again for January 9th, which is a Wednesday, 2013, at 12 noon, okay? This is called It's Time for My Success. And I want you to make sure that you share this teleclass with your business associates, with your friends, and other women who you know are really looking to move their lives forward in 2013. It's Time for My Success, again, is on Wednesday, January 9th at 12 noon. If you've been saying to yourself that 2013 is your year and nothing is going to hold you back from reaching new levels of success for your life and your business, this is the class for you. Okay, I want you to join me as I share with you more principles and techniques that will help you to achieve your dreams and goals for 2013. Here's what I'll be sharing. I'll be talking about why the technique of visioning is priority. I'm going to share with you how to vision. We're also going to be talking about techniques to gain mental wealth, because the foundation and the core of financial wealth begins with mental wealth. We're going to be talking about moving past fear and on to courage and how to handle some of the fears that you might have in trying to be successful. And we're also going to talk about factual beliefs that will positively change your life, how to change your circle of influence, because, ladies, as you know, who you are around, your environment, the people in your life, all impact you at some point in your life, whether you like it or not. And then I'm going to share with you something very special, three things that you can do to see incredible changes overnight in your life. Again, three things that you'll be able to do to see incredible changes in your life overnight. So to register for this particular teleclass, you simply go and visit online Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com. And when you arrive on the website, just hold your mouse over events in the top right menu bar and click on teleclasses and programs. From there, you will see It's Time for My Success listed. Just click on the title, and from there you can register for the teleclass itself. Now, this teleclass is going to be limited to 100 registrants. So it's very, very important that if you can do it today, get on there and go ahead and register. So important that you do that. Another thing that I want to announce is to make sure that you have signed up and joined womenaboutbiz.com as a silver member, which is our free membership. Make sure that you do that. If you have not, I want to let you know that starting in 2013, we will no longer have the free silver membership. There will be a small fee for the silver membership. So make sure that you have gone and you have joined now before the 2012 year is over. And now, ladies, I want to go ahead and share with you number five
Of the five wisdom principles that business women should know, number five, ladies, is of all of the things that I think you need to be doing to gain more wisdom and to practice wisdom in your life, I think what you need to be doing is to thy own self be true, okay? To thine own self be true. Here's the thing. What you need to understand is that there are a lot of things that you could be doing in life. Something my grandmother said to me that I often share on the show, and she told me one day, she says, Trina, you need to understand something right now. You cannot say yes to every good thing. You cannot say yes to every good thing. It just can't happen. And so although we may feel bad or we may feel pressured or we want to do all of these different things, we can't say yes to everything. We have to be true to thine own self. Because, you see, you have to put the air mask on first and do what you need to do to be successful for yourself. It's then and only then will you be able to help a lot of other people. So perhaps there are things that you are doing right now that are important, but they aren't things that you probably should have said yes to. Because of that, there are things that were more priority to you that you didn't get done this year. And as a result, you did not accomplish a particular goal. So I want to encourage you to be truthful to yourself. Be truthful to yourself. Am I saying that we lie to ourselves? Yes, we do. Am I saying that sometimes we put others before us to the extent that we don't accomplish our goals? Yes, I am. So I'm saying to you right now, my sisters, to thine own self be true. Do some things for yourself. Do some things and list some things down that are priority to you, that are important to you, and make this new year that you're getting ready to be blessed into, make this new year count, okay? Now, what does it mean to not be able to say yes to every good thing? It means that it's time for you to start letting people know that you can't do certain things, that you can't be on a committee, that you can't make it to a particular party or a dinner, or that you can't do certain things because you have already made prior commitments. That's all you need to say. And then in making those commitments to yourself, to your business, make sure that you have respected time so that it can respect you by outlining everything in your planner and doing everything with purpose. So there you have it, ladies, the five wisdom principles. Become believable to yourself. Number two, take action in all things. Number five, take at least 15 minutes to joy pamper yourself daily. Number three, take 15 minutes to joy pamper daily. Number four, respect time and time will respect you. And number five, to thine own self be true. Do the things that are most important to you, and you will see a whole nother world in 2013. Remember, if you put the air mask on yourself first, if you love yourself first, if you do the things that you know that you need to do first for you, you will be able to bless others and do so much abundantly more always. So with that said, I want to encourage everyone to mark your calendar for our last show of the year, which is Monday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, okay? Mark that show. That will be another 30-minute show. I want to thank you for listening today. And on behalf of Women About Biz and Successful Woman Radio, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.